WTAW News Time is 5 after 7. 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The first few days of street construction centered at University and Texas has clogged traffic in all directions. College Station traffic engineer Troy Rother says adjusting traffic signals would just make things worse.
Because right now it'd just be guesswork trying to adapt to those varying traffic volumes. It's really a moving target at this point.
Rother says this situation is different than the high volume when there's a Texas A&M home football game.
Typically, you know when traffic is gearing up and leaving, so when you're going to expect it to hit the different signals along the corridor.
WTAW News is waiting for a response from the TxDOT Bryan District Office to our question if consideration was given for the project to be done at night and or the weekend when there are fewer vehicles. A Bryan man originally sentenced to die for a capital murder that took place nearly 9 years ago will instead spend the rest of his life in prison.
28-year-old Christian Olson was convicted of the beating death of a neighbor, 68-year-old Etta Jean Westbrook. 4 years ago, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals threw out the death sentence. Initially, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office sought to reimpose death. But D.A. Jarvis Parsons cited two reasons for changing his mind. One was the suicide of Olson's girlfriend, who was in prison serving time for soliciting him to murder her mother.
She confessed to a number of facts and details relating to her relationship with the defendant that could have played into his actions.
Parsons says they also discovered DNA evidence that would have been used to argue for the death penalty was mishandled.
It was left in custody of a court reporter at the time, and the lab would not be able to say with certainty that it could not have been tainted.
Parsons says Olson agreed to waive all future attempts to be released from prison and oppose anyone else who would attempt to do the same. DA says he will not refile a capital murder charge against Olson in the death of his girlfriend's mother.
While Geraldine Lloyd's murder was heinous and abhorrent, I didn't think it a good use of resources to go and retry him for that when I knew that he would die in prison.
Geraldine Lloyd was killed in her home several months before Westbrook was murdered. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The latest presentation by MSC Opus, Post Secret the Show, is now in town. Creator Frank Warren on WTAW's Infomaniacs says he started the project in 2005.
I printed up 3,000 self-addressed postcards. They were blank on one side, asked strangers to write down a secret they'd never told anyone before, decorate it, and mail it to me. And I received over 1 million from all around the world.
Since then, PostSecret.com, one of the most popular blogs in the world, is now a stage show. Three actors guide the audience through a crowdsourced narrative of the stories behind people's secrets. Visit boxoffice.tamu.edu for tickets. And if you've noticed Bryan Fire Department engines in the downtown parking garage, it's for training exercises that are scheduled through Thursday. WTAW News Time is 9 after 7. It's 42 degrees. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Diana Wagner. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we take a proactive approach to tax services and provide our clients the taxation expertise they deserve throughout the year. Let us do the same for you.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32-horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact utility tractor. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/2/2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising of driveways and patios and sidewalks. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will continue to build our way with cooler temperatures and clearer skies. That'll lead to lots of sunshine today. Highs are going to be around 55. Going to be clear tonight, lows 30 to 35. It's sunny across the region tomorrow. Highs will be about 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear, lows dropping down to 30 to 35. It'll be mostly sunny Friday. The cool conditions continue. Highs on Friday, 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with National Signing Day being today. We'll get you caught up with who A&M is going to pick up. Jalen Jones selected as one of the 10 finalists for the 2016 Jerry Wish Shooting Guard Award. And Johnny Football still in the news. All that and more in sports at 7:50.
So I turned on the TV last night, and Boomer Esiason and Catherine McPhee were hosting a countdown of the best Super Bowl commercials of the last 50 years. Really? You know? So I watched, I don't know, a minute and a half of it. And
all 90 seconds?
Yeah.
So you got 1.5 commercials?
And yeah,
maybe
one,
three?
Well, and then there's chit-chat in between.
Oh, yeah. So,
and
yeah. Okay.
As I turned it on, I was looking at, boy, Arnold Schwarzenegger's had some work done. Man, they were talking to him about, he's apparently in some Super Bowl ad. But the highlight of the show apparently was Mean Joe Green and the little kid who's not a little kid anymore.
That's one of the best ones ever.
Sure. 1979, and they apparently reunited. I mean, they should, like, coming up, that deal.
So oh, how funny.
Don't think I... Yeah. I just wondered if either of y'all watched it, obviously.
No. Yeah. The one that comes to mind when I always think of Super Bowl commercials, you know, because they talk about how expensive it is and for how long, it was the Miller High Life commercial, where it's literally a, like, 2 to 3 second, and it's just some guy going, "High Life," and that's it.
I don't remember that.
It was a few years ago. And so it takes all, I mean, maybe a 5 second slot, maybe, but they'd put it on so many times throughout the game.
Outstanding.
And it's just, yeah, High Life.
That's it. Well, you know, frequency, that's what we preach in radio.
Yep.
You know, get it out there a lot of times.
So absolutely.
All right, now, so Chelsea, did you sign up for your Taco Bell mystery menu item yesterday?
I did not pre-order my quesalupa.
We think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
We're not sure. But anyway, it's, as they call it, a vaguely taco-like object that will be available. And if you want to do that ahead of time, you can go to their website and pre-order it so you can get it Saturday, which is 2 days before the rest of U.S. America, as if that matters.
So if somebody sees that and goes, "Can I have one of those?" Does it count?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because you know they're going to sell
right.
it to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I believe that's right. Yeah, they're not going to go, "Oh, no, we're not. We can't do that.
We're not authorized to sell you this."
Yeah, so we'll see.
Chalupa-rita deal thingy.
Yeah. Gmail has more than 1 billion monthly active users. They made that announcement the other day. I mean, more than 1 billion monthly active users. So how's that rack up with the other people? Well, Facebook is 1.5 billion monthly. WhatsApp has 1 billion monthly. Facebook Messenger has 800 million. Instagram, 400 million. Twitter, 325 million. And Snapchat, 100 million. Regular. And obviously shared, I'm sure. A lot of people do many of those. But nonetheless, Gmail says that they're part of the club. Speaking of Facebook, once again, tweaking its news feed algorithm to help weed out the posts you may not want to see. The company said that it's updating the news feed based on feedback from surveys that they did from users. The changes will affect which updates will appear at the top of your feed. Chelsea, are you an active Facebook person?
I know, actually.
Yeah.
It is one of the main social media platforms that I have a page for my work stuff, but I do not use it personally at all.
And of course, I'm as active on Facebook as I've ever been. So. Anyway, Facebook has been surveying their users about the content of their news feed for quite a while, trying to make it easier to ignore the viral posts and asking tens of thousands of users to rate the stories in their feeds daily. And as usual, you can still manually choose the specific friends whose updates you want to see first, but you don't have to go through all that other stuff.
Right. Like, I know you can still be friends with people, but you can make it to where their posts don't show up on your timeline.
You don't really care about them.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't care about their
and
kid.
And you don't want to tell them because that hurt their feelings.
Yeah. So we'll still be Facebook friends. Yeah. I just won't see anything that you
post.
Exactly.
All right, so yesterday, of course, Groundhog Day. We may ask Nancy Berry. She'll be in this morning. We may ask her if College Station might decide to come up with something like a groundhog living around here or something similar. But you got to feel sorry for the folks in Manitoba, Canada, because, you know, they were going to use Winnipeg Willow, okay? But Winnipeg Willow died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Died Friday night, as a matter of fact.
What was Winnipeg Willow?
Oh, was there, I guess, you know, they're forecasting groundhog.
Oh.
It was on the center's Facebook page, as a matter of fact, that the staff wrote, "We are in complete shock and sadness with tears coming down our face to announce the passing of Winnipeg Willow. She was acting her normal self this morning and eating a carrot, but we came in this evening and found she was gone."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Winnipeg
Willow is like, I'm out of here. No, I don't want to.
Born in the spring. I don't know how old they're supposed to be. But anyway, born in the spring of 2010 and brought to the shelter. And so anyhow, they got to find a new one there.
Oopsie daisies.
The Oregon man with the bizarre name is in trouble with the law again. Bezo doo-doo zoppa pity bop bop bop. That's his name.
Oh.
Legally changed his name to Drew Wilkish 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay, since then he's been arrested multiple times on various drugs and weapons charges. His most recent run-in with the law came last weekend when he was reportedly spotted tearing down flyers at the public library. When cops confronted, we'll just call him Zoppy Bop Bop Bop, he allegedly tried to flee, but paused momentarily to throw bricks at the police. Faces two charges of first-degree assault, malicious harassment, and other charges.
His parents just set him up for failure.
I think that's probably right. How did you get that on the birth certificate?
Yeah.
I mean, how did that happen? So, the Gilmore Girls, this is our second mention this week.
It's because I'm here.
It's it. And and I did. I had a chance to, I don't know about confront, but at least query Bill Oliver about that. You know, how was he such a...
Right.
And he said, well, when you had teenage daughters of a certain time, then that made sense. That was mandatory watching.
Gotcha.
Melissa McCarthy will not be in the Gilmore Girls reunion. No.
She was definitely a main character, but it can be revived without her.
Yeah, she said, thanks for the invite, but sadly no one asked me or Suki to come back to Stars Hollow. Wish them all the best.
Bummer.
How's that happen? How did they not ask her?
Well, you know what? Speaking of Bill Oliver, he sent me a link. They did a Gilmore Girls panel not too long ago in Austin, just this year.
Really?
And so, it was about an
panel?
Hour and a half. A panel with the creator and the writer and then as many of the characters that I guess would come. And Melissa McCarthy was not there. She was not there. So I don't know if that was kind of the start of it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Hello.
She's too busy.
Yeah, she is.
I believe y'all got that backwards. I believe Bibbidi Boo Boo Bop changed his own name to that.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay.
I believe so.
All right, thank you.
So he was Drew Wilkish.
Okay, all right.
So don't blame the parents.
I'm sorry. That's I apologize. They didn't write it that way. So... this was on Fox News, I think, yesterday. But officials in Holland are so fed up with unmanned drones, they're calling on nature to handle the problem.
Yes, I heard this too.
Training eagles.
Oh, that's cool.
And other birds of prey to attack the rogue drones. A spokesman for the Dutch National Police said the trainers are using the birds' natural instincts to disable the drones that wander into restricted airspace. They are trained to think of the drones as their prey, and as a result, they get a reward when they catch one. And you know, I think in that story it said they actually bring them to the ground as they would if they were catching some.
Oh, yeah. They talked about how the eagles, they don't stop until it's, done.
That's
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of,
it's just interesting, using probably, obviously, the least technological way to take down this advanced technology.
And because you don't want people shooting them out of the sky. That's not a good thing.
That's more funner.
Well, it is, but I mean, to be able to watch an eagle do that is kind of cool. And if you put like a GoPro on the eagle so they could capture the whole video.
Ooh, yeah.
Of course, getting the GoPro on the eagle might be the biggest problem right
Staples
there.
Kind of hurt.
You need it. Well, and you need a really small camera.
Yeah. Eagle cam.
Eagle cam.
Yeah,
ooh.
I like that. Yeah, that'd be cool. So, we'll talk to Bill Flores in about 15 minutes. I'd prefer to talk about this at 7:35, but we can't. So, did you guys drive around much yesterday in College Station?
No.
I did a little, and I didn't notice maybe I just didn't drive in that area.
Well, you know, if you think about it, there's work being done on Briarcrest and on University.
Right.
And the University section is from the intersection of University and Texas to about where the fire station is. Mm-hmm. That's Tarot Street. They're gonna extend the median there. They're gonna add sidewalks. Then also, I understand the southbound Texas right there in front of North Point. Is that what that's called? The apartment complex.
Yes.
That was down to one lane southbound yesterday.
Because the only time I did drive through that intersection, but it wasn't until about last night around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it wasn't any different than it normally is. But again, that was, you know, later at night, not nearly as much traffic as hits during the day.
Well, and we have Troy on the radio. I think he'll be on at 7:30 again. You'll have that, where he comments on the whole idea. You know, traffic is like water. It's going to find a way to get there. And
mm-hmm.
and normally what will happen, and people who remember the Munson kerfuffle from, you know, 25 years ago, that students would go down Munson to cut over to Lincoln Street, and that really made the Munsonians mad.
Right.
And, you know, they put a gate up. They closed the street down for a while because of that. But it's because people will find a way to, albeit circuitous, will find a way to avoid those traffic backups. And that's happening off Briarcrest, and they're going through the residential areas. And, of course, that's in Bryan. Troy was talking about in College Station. But what he's trying to tell you, and I don't know, look, he's a traffic engineer, so I'm not going to say he's not correct. But, you know, he tries to tell us that going through those stop signs in the residential areas actually causes you to spend more time getting from point A to point B than if you just stayed stuck in the traffic.
Well, I think part of it, and this is my mindset, is even if it takes me longer, but I'm moving,
I am right there with you. I'm right there. But, you know, I go so far as to look at the car in front of me as I turn off and see if they're, you know, ahead of me when I get up to the intersection.
Yes. But I'd rather take 12 minutes to drive than sit for 10.
Yeah, but the other thing is, both of us are townies.
True.
We've lived here a long time, and we probably know some of those areas that are
past. Oh, yeah, my mom is like the queen of the back roads.
Exactly.
And she's taught me her ways.
And it is. It's important, especially, well, I mean, he mentions how this is different from a football game situation, but that's exactly what I think of. It's the fastest way to get there from the places that we know.
Yep.
But for them to be doing that kind of work, and we asked TxDOT, and we haven't heard from them yet, about did they at least discuss the idea of doing this work at night,
mm-hmm.
you know, to start up at 6 or 7 o'clock at night and work through. And that's generally what they do in the big city, obviously. If you go to Houston or Dallas and such, they try to do the work on their freeways in the evening so that it doesn't annoy people. But, you know, maybe our traffic count is really not that large, and so mm-hmm. they don't consider that. When you talk about inconveniencing 100,000 people on their drive to work, I can see how that'd be a big deal, but I'm just...
I'm guessing that cost extra.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, there's no doubt, but, you know, all sorts of things cost extra. You know, painting cowboys on the sides of walls on Welborn Road cost money, too. I mean, if you want to do that, but it's just... It would seem like it's a little bit inconvenient. Hello!
Good morning! I found back roads the way to get to A&M quicker by using Waze, W-A-Z-E, an app. And I've heard that's caused problems in Dallas and Fort Worth and all people going through back roads.
What's the name of the app? What's the name of it?
Waze, W-A-Z-E. It's excellent, and it's free.
Okay, good. Thanks. Okay. Wow.
There you go.
I've never heard of that. But that's good. All right.
You just let us in on your secret, and now Waze is going to be pointless.
That's it. Then Waze will not be the Waze for you
Waze
to get to
will
work
not
anymore.
Be the quickest way.
It's a new year, always a time for a fresh start, a new beginning from top to bottom. Well, how about we start on the bottom with your floors? After all, your family spends a lot of time on them. At Zornemann Flooring, they're all about floors. From selection to professional installation, Zornemann has you covered. You see what I did there? They got you covered? Yeah. Hey, don't forget, they also do showers, backsplashes, and more. Stop by their showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive, or just find them online at zfloors.net. Zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring.
This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for District 12. For some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a talking point, but for a rancher like me who operates a hunting business, it's personal. That is why I'm the only candidate in the race that has been endorsed by both the NRA and the Texas State Rifle Association. We need a representative that will defend our rights, and that is why I hope you vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more, and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or go to Wilton's.com. High temperature today, about 56 or so. The difference is the winds. They'll be out of the north today. It's going to be a little bit chillier out there than we've been experiencing for the last few days. And we do have a slight chance of showers as we get on to Friday. It'll be about 20% Saturday as well. But each day, high temperatures will probably be in the upper 50s to right around 60. Low temperatures will be in the low to middle 30s. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 10. 62% relative humidity. Chill factor is 36. And the air temperature is 42.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
It turns out that Hillary Clinton's email saga started just days after she was sworn in as Secretary of State. Louis Lukens, an Obama State Department official, offered to provide a computer for her that would bypass the department system. According to newly released emails, it was a response to her unusual and unlawful request to allow her to check her emails from her State Department office. Another State Department official, Undersecretary for Management Patrick Kennedy, responded to the request in an email filled with spelling errors, saying the standalone network PC would be a great idea. Now, The Hill reports that these emails appear to indicate that State Department officials went out of their way to accommodate Hillary, routing her email through private servers. Appear to indicate, well, there's no question about it, folks. They bent over and they grabbed the ankles to grant Hillary whatever she wanted, ignoring the law. Despite all this, State Department spokesman John Kirby says the off-system computer was never installed in her office. The reason? Well, in 2009, Hillary Clinton, smartest woman on earth, didn't know how to use a computer to do email. She only knew how to access it on her BlackBerry. This story just keeps on drip, 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 dripping. And if there's an honest investigation into it, Hillary Clinton is not the only one who should be held accountable for putting national security at risk. Obama's whole State Department's just as complicit as she is, which means nothing's going to happen.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Cupid, where have you been? She's gonna be here any minute. Did you bring your arrows?
Yeah, you know, but the arrows are just for show. I use Sherry's Berries now.
Not arrows?
No, man, that's old school. Sherry's Berries are way better. Women think they're irresistible.
But they're not arrows?
Relax, you've got this. These strawberries are fresh, juicy, and super sweet. And then there's the toppings, like nuts and chocolate chips.
Here she comes.
Here, quick, give her these.
Kate!
Jason.
You look beautiful. Here, these are for you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Sherry's Berries? These look amazing. They're perfect.
This Valentine's Day, hit the mark with Sherry's Berries. And right now, get them starting at Cupid's special price of $19.99. But hurry, Valentine's Day is next week, and this amazing deal ends this Friday. The only way to get the special deal is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code 5454. That's berries.com, code 5454.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Motorists who already dealt with slowdowns around University and Texas are experiencing even longer drives with the start of street construction. College Station traffic engineer Troy Rother recommends against attempting detours through residential neighborhoods.
University Drive is going to have one lane reduced, so it's going from three lanes down to two in each direction, but that's still typically the quicker route. When you're cutting through neighborhoods, you've got four-way stops or two-way stops to deal with, and it's really typically a longer way to go to get to your destination.
Rother says the construction traffic is different than addressing higher volumes associated with Texas A&M home football games.
Our biggest concern is just the unpredictability of the traffic flow. So with the work zone that's there, people avoid the area, and so your traffic patterns significantly change from what they currently are. And so if we modify the timings of those two signals to adapt to the traffic, we'd really need to modify the timings for the entire corridor.
WTAW News is waiting for a response from the TxDOT Bryan District Office to our question if consideration was given for the project to be done at night and or the weekend when there are fewer vehicles. A Bryan man convicted of killing one woman and accused of a second murder within months of each other in 2007 will not face the death penalty again.
Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says 28-year-old Christian Olson will be in prison for the rest of his life. That's after Olson was resentenced for the beating death of a neighbor, 68-year-old Etta Jean Westbrook.
Any rights to obtain parole, early release, clemency, anything like that, all of those rights that you usually hear about people appealing and things going on forever and ever, all of those things were waived in this agreement.
After a Brazos County jury convicted Olson of capital murder and sentenced him to death, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals threw out the punishment. At first, Parsons was going to ask again for the death penalty. Then Olson's girlfriend, who was in prison for soliciting him to murder her mother, committed suicide after making confessions to authorities.
Admitted to the emotional manipulation of the defendant, and this was corroborated by other witnesses that we found, where she was bragging about her emotional manipulation of the defendant. A sexual relationship with the defendant was initiated by her when he was only 14 years old, and then introducing the defendant to methamphetamines when he was just 16 years old.
Parsons also says they also learned they would not be able to present mishandled DNA evidence.
The testing did not involve whether the defendant was guilty or not, but it would be evidence that would have been used in punishment to show whether or not the defendant deserved the death penalty.
Parsons says Olson will not be charged in the death of his girlfriend's mother, Geraldine Lloyd, because of the punishment Olson's received for killing Westbrook. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A West Texas man remains in the Brazos County Jail accused of trying to steal 11 head of cattle from a local livestock company last month. 35-year-old Ronald Leisure of Robie, which is west of Abilene, was arrested by a special ranger with the Law Enforcement Division of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. According to the arrest report, Leisure was unable to persuade the Brazos Valley Livestock Commission or the special agent to accept a check for almost $18,000. With an estimated 50,000 Texas jobs lost in the energy sector last year, state lawmakers are trying to find new strategies for workforce growth.
a third of the oil and gas companies are going to make it. A third of them are going to be absorbed by someone else, and a third of them are to go completely out of business.
Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager has already been forced to lower revenue estimates by $3 billion due to the depressed energy sector.
In Texas, oil and gas industry is a huge portion of this economy.
House Speaker Joe Strauss has called on the Energy Resources Committee to recommend strategies for sustained energy development and workforce growth during these tough times.
The oil market is worth watching, and that is exactly what we are doing.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas A&M police are investigating the death of a female student. The body of the 18-year-old was found in her dorm room at Hart Hall yesterday afternoon. UPD reports there are no obvious signs of foul play. The woman's identity has not been released because family members have not been notified. And if you see Bryan firefighters in the downtown parking garage over the next few days, it's for training purposes. The exercise started yesterday and will continue through at least tomorrow. The current show being offered by MSC Opus, postsecret.com, was created more than 10 years ago by Frank Warren. He handed out 3,000 self-addressed postcards and asked people to share their secrets. On WTAW's Infomaniacs, Warren says his blog includes over a million secrets from around the world.
The actors, it's really experimental. They start by telling one of their own true secrets. We never know what that's going to be every night. Audience members get a chance to write their secrets on postcards and have them shared back in the second act.
Warren says many of the secrets performed in the show have never been seen before. Tickets for tonight's performance are online at boxoffice.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 42 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for County Commissioner, Precinct 3. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, and city boards. He is an active member of St. Joseph Catholic Church. Vote Gabriel Garcia for County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Patrick Sefcik Treasurer.
Good morning, it's 7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will continue to build our way with cooler temperatures and clearer skies. That'll lead to lots of sunshine today. Highs are going to be around 55. It's going to be clear tonight, lows 30 to 35. It's sunny across the region tomorrow. Highs will be about 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear, lows dropping down to 30 to 35. It'll be mostly sunny Friday. The cool conditions continue. Highs on Friday, 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit. With it being National Signing Day, we'll get you an update. I can tell you the Aggies have already inked 10 players so far. A&M senior basketball player Jalen Jones has been selected as one of the 10 finalists for the 2016 Jerry West Award. Johnny Football's back in the news and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 13 minutes.
All right, there you go. It's 7:38. Let's head to D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
You know, there was a vote in the House yesterday. You failed to be able to override President Obama's veto of a bill that would take care of funding for Planned Parenthood. I know that's something that has been very important to you and to many members of the House, but talk a little bit about that vote yesterday and what that means.
Let me start off with a little background behind this. As you're aware, earlier this year we passed a bill to repeal Obamacare and to stop funding for Planned Parenthood and to stop the parts of all of the funding for Planned Parenthood. And the president, we use the tool called reconciliation. The president vetoed that bill, which passed the House and the Senate. And so now, yesterday, the House attempted to override it. We needed 285 votes, or two-thirds of the membership of the House, to do it. But the Democrats locked up behind the president, and we were only able to get about 241 votes instead of the 285 we needed. What this shows, though, is that for the first time, after multiple attempts to repeal Obamacare, we were actually able to get something to the president's desk using a congressional tool, and that one's called reconciliation. And so that's the first thing it shows. We can use the tool. Congress can reflect the will of the American people and repeal it. And it shows that if we get the right person in the White House in 2017, then we can repeal the they would support us and affirm our bill to repeal Obamacare. So it shows that we're on the right track.
The problem is, though, again, it goes to the Senate, and there's just no sense of urgency to do that. I mean, characterize the situation in the Senate for us.
Well, on this one, they did a good job. I have to say this. When the House passed its reconciliation bill to take care of Obamacare, it was watered down more than I liked. And, I was one of the folks in the background sort of raising heck saying, hey, we can do better. But fortunately, the Senate stood up and did it the correct way. And then it got over 51 votes, which is what it needed, and sent it to the White House. So I think that if we wind up with Republicans in control of the Senate next year, and have a conservative in the White House, we're in exactly the same shape that we are now, except that we have a president that will affirm what we're trying to do. So we're better off. So I think the Senate, again, as long as we have 51 Republicans next year, we should be in great shape to do what the American people have asked us to do to get rid of this terrible law.
Well, also yesterday, you approved legislation that would restrict the president's ability to lift sanctions under the international nuclear deal with Iran. Talk about that.
Yes, and we believe, we in the House still believe that Iran is a rogue nation, and that it's a sponsor of worldwide terrorism. It is accumulating large stockpiles of low-grade enriched uranium. It still continues its ballistic missile program. It has fired ballistic missiles in the neighborhood of our naval vessels. It improperly imprisoned our sailors a couple of weeks ago. And so we don't believe sanctions should be lifted, so we're trying to impose new ones. Now, this is where the Senate is likely to have an issue, because it's hard for me to believe that the we'll get enough Democrats to get to 60 votes so that they can consider this bill on the floor of the Senate. This is the one. This is a situation where the 19th century filibuster rules are upholding or stopping the ability of Congress to deal with 21st century problems, and a president that's just lawless.
The president did something unusual for him yesterday. He met with the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader to talk about some of the issues before Congress. This has kind of been a rarity in his two terms.
Yes, that's correct. His congressional outreach to both parties has just been terrible. I mean, if you talk to the Democrats, they're just as frustrated about his inability to work with Congress as Republicans are. I can see why he'd attempt to ignore us, but you'd think he'd work with his own party. That said, first of all, I'm part of the Speaker's Advisory Council, as you know. We've mm-hmm. got two Texans on it, both Aggies, by the way. We met with Speaker Ryan after the lunch, and the readout from that meeting was that the president reiterated all of his liberal ideology, and Ryan pushed back by talking about the way that the conservative viewpoints are the path forward for the American people: more opportunity, more jobs, lowering the deficit, having a strong national defense, getting rid of Obamacare, and so on. And so there was certainly not a meeting of the minds. I asked Paul. I said, "Did the president lecture to you?" And he said, "Yes, but I lectured back."
Oh, all right.
And so Paul, I think, did a great job of expressing the conservative viewpoints, I'm sure.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Well, another thing that's happening is, and I don't know that Speaker Boehner would have done this, but today, the Speaker of the House is meeting over at the Heritage Foundation, and he's giving an address over there. And again, characterize that, because that's kind of a different move, is it not?
Well, yes, it is. And actually, Paul has been trying to do a great job of reaching out to conservative groups so that we can all get back in the same tent and remember that the enemy freedom, we get economic opportunity, and national security is not ourselves. The enemy is the liberal ideology and the people that try to press it. And so so what he's trying to do is bind us together so that we're all fighting for the same cause instead of fighting each other. And so I'm really pleased to see these over there. I'm also on one of the panels as well. We're going to be talking about the state of the conservative movement. So I'm on there with a group of five conservative House members. I'm really excited about the opportunity to talk about how we can work together to retake the White House, to keep Congress in conservative hands, and then what our aspirational agenda would be once we get all those put together. And I'm really excited about it, and I applaud Paul for going over there to reach out to try to bind all of us together.
You know, oftentimes we talk about it, that this may be the last chance the Republicans have to get it right, and if they don't, it may be a long, long time before you get another chance. Now, you were back in the district for a while. Talk a little bit about the economy here in Texas. People are concerned. Obviously, we're hit hard here in the Brazos Valley, not as hard as some other areas, with the downturn in the oil patch that looks like it's going to be going on for a while. But economically, what was your sense here of the district?
Well, it was more concern about the economy than it was angst, I guess. I think there are a lot of people that are concerned how is the decline in oil prices going to hit us at home in the Brazos Valley and up in Central Texas. And so I didn't sense a lot of anxiousness, but I did sense concern. And so I think what this does is it motivates us more than ever that we've got to try to push forward policies to get us out of this Obama growth mode of less than 2% per year and move to a Reagan-esque model of something closer to 4% per year. We'd put millions more people to work if we could do that. We'd get more revenues to reduce the deficit. We'd have better paychecks for hardworking families. We'd have a better regulatory environment. I mean, the benefits of having a Reagan economic model are just huge. And so I've always been motivated by that desire to have that sort of an economic model, and the conversations I had with our Brazos Valley neighbors confirm that moving forward. Again, this is one of those situations where we got to get the right person in the White House, and we got to make sure we're working together to do that instead of working against each other. If we do that, you're going to see us in the House roll out a great agenda on national security, economic opportunity, in restoring our Article I powers for Congress. I think the American people are going to be real excited about what we've got coming.
Anything else on the agenda this week in Congress we need to know about?
No, that's really it. We've got some bills to deal with the capital markets, which some of the rules that the SEC uses are out of date, and so we have a bill on the floor this week to try to fix those to reflect where we are in the 21st century. But that's really it for now.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Scott, it was great to visit with you. We'll look forward to visiting with you next week. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women. Also, next week I want to talk about the folks that we nominated to the service academies, a bright young group of men and women in high school that I think are going to serve our country well.
We'll do that. Thanks for the time.
Uh-huh. Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
opposites attract, and for the most part, with a little communication, those differences can be navigated. But sometimes, it's the difference in communication itself that creates the problem. Authors Bill and Pam Farrell offer a simple word picture that illustrates the distinction between how men and women communicate. They say men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti. Imagine that plate of spaghetti. The noodles run in random directions and they all seem to touch each other. It's analogous to how some women can easily jump from one topic to another in a conversation or multitask with such ease. So how can husbands track with their wives when they're toggling between all these subjects? First, guys should be cautioned that every conversation is not looking for a solution. Men can tend to make it a goal to find the bottom line, to get to an answer. But not so for women. Their goal is often just to talk something out. Like spaghetti noodles that all run together, women are always thinking about the next thing, and it's all connected together emotionally. Second, be willing to set aside whatever you're doing, whether it's work or watching the game, and just listen. Focus on what she's saying. Ask good questions and let her talk it through, wherever it may lead. Tomorrow, I'll explain why guys are like waffles and how wives can use that understanding to connect with their husbands at a deeper level. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Call 877-319-6988. Not only will you find the same channels for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD upgrade on premium movie channels free for 3 months. Call 877-319-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And, of course, a free upgrade to a whole home DVR system. Call 877-319-6988. Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today. Call 877-319-6988. Limited time offer. Dish TV and internet requires separate 24-month commitments and credit qualification. DishNet not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Call 877-319-6988.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It is 7:51. Today is National Signing Day. National Signing Day is when high school seniors can make their letter of intent to the college of their choice. As of right now, the Aggs have 10 solid commitments. Live coverage carries on Tex-Aggs, which is on Sports Aggs, which is on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7. You can also follow along as we've got it updated at WTAW.com. Texas A&M senior Jalen Jones has been selected as one of the 10 finalists for the 2016 Jerry West Shooting Guard of the Year Award. The Dallas native paces the SEC leading Aggies and ranks 7th in the league with 16.8 point per game's average. Texas A&M football standout and NFL great Jacob Green was inducted as part of the Texas Sports Hall of Fame class of 2016. A two-time All-American for the Aggies in 1978 and 79, Green was a first-round draft selection by the Seattle Seahawks in 1980. He spent 12-plus seasons in the league and was ranked 3rd all-time in sacks when he retired from the NFL. In other NFL news having nothing to do with Super Bowl 50, the Cleveland Browns have condemned quarterback Johnny Manziel's most recent brush with the law and indicated he could be released. Vice President of Football Operations Sashi Brown issued a statement saying Manziel's status with the Browns will be addressed when permitted by league rules. Last week, Manziel was involved in a disturbance with his ex-girlfriend that is being investigated by the police and the NFL. From ESPN, Johnny Football's time with the Cleveland Browns will come to an end in March. In the NBA, James Harden scored 26 points, and the Houston Rockets snapped the three-game skid with a 115-102 win over the Miami Heat. In NCAA action, Buddy Hield scored 17 points to help number one Oklahoma defeat TCU 95-72. Hield was held below his 26 points per game average, but he shot almost 50% from the field. In the rest of the NBA, including the SEC, it was upset city last night. Tennessee got by number 20 Kentucky 84-77. Georgia outlasted number 25 South Carolina 69-56. Ben Simmons piled up 21 points and 13 rebounds to lead LSU to an 80-68 win over Auburn. And the only other ranked team in action last night was another upset.
Jayshon for a three. Good! With 104 to go!
As number 14 West Virginia beat number 13 Iowa State 81-76. We'll keep it with NCAA hoops, where Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski did not coach the team's 80-71 win over Georgia Tech. Krzyzewski attended practice Monday but wasn't feeling well at the dinner and began to feel worse when the team arrived at the airport to leave for Atlanta. Team doctors took Krzyzewski's blood pressure. It was high enough they advised him to go to Duke University Hospital, where he remained overnight. In racing news, three-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart was hospitalized yesterday for a back injury with the Daytona 500 less than 3 weeks away. A spokesman for Stewart Haas Racing said the 44-year-old Stewart was injured Sunday during an accident while he was riding an all-terrain vehicle somewhere on the West Coast. SHR said the team was unsure of the extent of his injuries, but that he was able to move all of his extremities. And we'll wrap things up with Roger Aberick and hockey and Big D.
Stars return from the All-Star break with an impressive road victory.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, that'll do it here tonight in downtown. The final score, Dallas 5, Winnipeg 3.
Kyler Sagan scored twice, John Klingberg with a goal and an assist for Lindy Ruff Stars.
I mean, it's huge. If we get the first one, now we move on to the next one because... coming out of the break, you don't know what to expect, and I thought we got a pretty good effort out of our guys.
Roger Aberick, TSN Sports.
And that's going to do it for sports. Let's find out what our deal of the day is now from the good folks at Team of Navasota. Today we're going to start you off with a 2014 Chevy Cruze LT. It's only got 36,000 miles, and you can get this one for $10,988. And you can see that car, along with the 10 under 10 and the deal of the day, all online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that is teamofnavasota.com for all the details. And you can also find out how to win a free car. Looking for a new ride? They've got one of those as well. Ford, Dodge, Dodge Trucks, Chrysler, Jeep, Chevy, Buick, and GMC. They do customizations for you as well. And they've got three locations in Navasota to take care of you. To find out more, go to teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Start the new year off right. For a limited time, when you get your oil changed at any location of American Lube Centers, receive a free, yes, I said free, bronze car wash at our Tower Point location. This special offer won't last long, so make a New Year's resolution. Let American Lube Centers help you take care of your vehicles. Free bronze car wash with every oil change. Fast, friendly service. That's what we do.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Psalm chapter 14, verse 1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." This plain language is inspired of God. If you don't believe in God, then you're a fool. As Romans chapter 1, verse 20 declares, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his external power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Yes, there is no excuse for not believing in God, because the evidence is all around. Trees, oceans, mountains, clouds, stars, and animals of every type, the human body, etc. Some amazing design plans the existence of a creator. See Psalm 19. The Bible Minute is a work of the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30. Find out more information at bcschurchofchrist.com. That's bcschurchofchrist.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates, who is moving and growing. You guys have a new facility because you got so much stuff that you're putting in house. It's like, what, 5,000, 10,000 things that you have?
We did. I've been saying over 5,000 things, and I was corrected. It looks like we're more in the 8,000 to 10,000 item range.
That's insane.
Well, it's fantastic. It allows us to really cater what we're doing to fit the style of the home that we're staging. And so along with our growing staging department comes the need for a few new staging professionals.
More stagers.
More stagers. Jurors to go with the staging. Yes.
So anything in particular you guys looking for, credentials or anything like that?
Credentials aren't important to me. It's if you have a natural eye for design, we don't want things that are forced. We want people who can look at a space and just know how to make it work, who can look at the furniture placement in a room and know how to potentially move things around and rearrange it to make the flow a little bit better. So it's more important to have that natural ability than it is to have the credentials.
To get your information there, it's Kathy with a K at ZA Real Estate.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take
a deal. Tom Jones.
Reminds me of the story about this guy. He went to his doctor, and he said, I can't get the song She's a Lady out of my head. He said, it probably runs through my mind all day long. And the doctor said, well, that's very interesting. He said, sounds like you have Tom Jones syndrome.
Where's this going? Where is this going?
And the guy said, Tom Jones syndrome. Is that a rare occurrence? He said, well, it's not unusual.
Stop talking to Brian. Stop talking to Brian.
He did. He brought it by. I loved it. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Well, that's two this week, I think, as a matter of fact. So anyway. All right, look for a high temperature today. Probably about 56 or so. It's going to be windy, though. Low tonight around 33. We do have a slight chance of showers on Saturday. It's 42 right now. WTAW College Station Brian. It's 8 o'clock.